Mishpatim. Ve'ila Mishpatim asher tasu lifneihem. These are the Mishpatim they should put before them. Torah starts off past Mishpatim with the mitzvahs. I should toss them with Nehem, Mishpatim. That's how Mishpatim, past Mishpatim starts. The Eid of Mishpatim should toss them with Nehem. Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to give over the Mishpatim, asher tasu lifneihem kishulchan aruch, give it clear over to them, that they should understand it, as Rashi says. You have to make sure that they understand it in a way, give it over to their timing, kishulchan aruch, umuchan lechol lifneihem adon. Ve'ilam ishpatim chazal darshin in the Medrash Tanchuma ze shom ha'kosiv magid dvorv liyakov chukov mishpatim v'yisrael le'osu l'chein l'chol goy u'mishpatim bal yidom. Chazal tell us that the pasuk tells us magid dvorv liyakov chukov mishpatim v'yisrael le'osu l'chein l'chol goy u'mishpatim bal yidom. That L'chaira, the Pasuk says, Pashtus, that Hashem teaches, says over, Magid Vav L'Yakov, His Chukim Mishpatim, L'Yisrael, Aba Lo Yosachin L'chol Goy, U'Mishpatim Ba'idon. Chazal tells in Yuma, what's the difference between a Mishpat and a Choyk? Eil HaMishpatim, Asher Tosim Lifneihem. Kishulchan Aruch, a Mishpat is something that has a time. A mishpat is something that we understand the reasoning for. Chukim are things that we don't really, on the face value, understand. There are reasons for them, but we don't understand them. And forget, Rashi brings down that the Umas HaOlam make fun of us, that we do it. And forget, that's the biggest riot, that we're servants of Hashem, that we do Chukim. I am the Orech HaChaim HaKadosh, V'zoyis HaToyra, V'zoyis Chukas HaToyra. Forget when we keep Mekayim the Chukim, that shows that we do all the mitzvahs because of the version was designed, not because we understand them. Even the Mishpatim we do. But the Mishpatim were given, as the Pasuk says, not only that they have a time, but we should know the time. Ve'ila HaMishpatim Shetosim Lifneihem. Teach Klalish of the Mishpatim. I want them to understand it very well. But the thing is, the Mishpatim himself are things that are morally correct, understandable. So why is it that we spotten by you though? Why is it that they don't understand it? So we have to know that the Mishpatim themselves, even though they have reasons for them, but they're God given. This is the Ganze Shmuz. They're godly. Every Mishpat that HaKadosh Baruch gives, even though they're morally correct, but they're not just moral codes, this is the Ganze Shmuz in itself. This is the Shmuz that we spent in Bash Mishpatim beforehand. But I want to get to another nekud over here. Why is it that the Goyim can't understand the Mishpatim of Baisai? The Mishpatim by Yidoim, the Goyim can't understand it. They're not shaykh to the Ein of Yafilim Mishpatim. Chukim for sure not, because they make fun of us. But Mishpatim! Things that the Gemara says has a time as a reasoning. And it's still understandable. What's the pshat of Mishpatim by Yidoim? That's what we want to understand today. Secondly, the Medrash brings weiter on this maim of Eilu Mishpat, the Medrash Tanchuma, Akilis Hager, the Gemara brings a Meredic story. There was a Yid, or a Goy, let's put it that, he was Akilis Hager, according to the Nuschoy Sachreiros here, it says Unkos Hager. Ben Achoysoy Shal Andreyonis, he was the Ben Achoysoy, the nephew of Andronius Kesar. He wants Mizgayev. But he was scared of his Adonis Doidoi. He was scared of his uncle, the very powerful Roman Empire, the Roman king. So he said, I want to go to Schoira. So he says, maybe you're missing money. Maybe you need money. You want to do Schoira? What are you missing? My dear nephew, Charles. What are you missing, Charles? You're missing money? Here's my oitzvus. I have oitzvus in front of me. I need a vakish, lots of schoil, lots of lachutz. I want to go out. Learn the ropes, uncle. I want to learn the ropes. I want to learn about business. And I want to know how to do it. I'm a local. Bakmash at the Roya Shvalu Nesuna Ba'aretz. So he said, his uncle gave him an eitzel. If you see a type of business that's very low, very... That's something very low down, very, very, very not appreciated. Something that's that people are considered as a lowly Indian. Lech asik po, shesoyfel is alois vatim stock. Take something like a very low stock. Yeah, that's what they tell you in the business world today. So you get stock market advice. The shrews of the stock. Take something stock that's very, very selling the shares that's selling very cheap. And go, it's going to be Metz Hashem, it's going to be, you'll see through Valdika. Baloi the Eretz Yisrael v'lamat Torah. So the Medrash, he came to Eretz Yisrael and learned Torah. La'achaz v'amatzu, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua, Re'u, Ponav Mishtanis. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua found this ger, Akilas Ager, and Unkelus Ager. Omru Zeloze, Unkelus Lomi Torah. Came Shabbat Etzim Hitzel L'Sholem, Shelos Harbi, V'Meshivin Oysa, he starts asking questions. The Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, they answer him. All the Eitz Adroni is studied. He goes back. Amalai v'lama panechem mishtanis. Why did your face change? You look different, my dear nephew. And it's not for my pinching of your cheek, because you haven't been in my presence. Sovei ani shevsiri pekmatis shalcho, Hashem ha'eitz alcho, and someone started up with you, you lost your business. Amalai lav noi. Amalai ata korv li odem meitzeli. Amalai v'lama panechem mishtanis. Amalai shalmati teirah. V'loy oid el shemalti yisatzme. Not only did I learn Torah, but I went and I mauled myself. Amalom yom akilchkach. Who told you to do such a thing? What are you, Meshuga? You're a prince. You're a chashva person. You're my nephew. You have access to everything in the world. What did you do such a stupid thing for? Amalom b'shoshim aylechom avakshin lasa schorim avadli prokom v'aradna. You told me to go choose a lowly... That's why it's going to eventually, something low is going to eventually rise. It's eventually have that slogan. Chazat ha'kol ha'umas l'arisi yogum ha'shvalim v'sunim ba'aretz v'Yisrael. There's no nation that's disregarded like Israel. V'soifel is out, but eventually they're going to climb up. As Yishai HaNavi said. So look at the Medrash. Vayit the Medrash. So the Medrash vayit that one of the Mishorsim said he wanted to start up with him. The kids of the Medrash goes in that this Mishoris of Adronis wanted to stop him, and he fell off the roof. What kids? He got killed. Anyway, he asked him now. So why did you do this thing? The uncle's with his nephew. They're in a secret private room. Tell me truly, my dear nephew, why did you do such a crazy thing? So there should be kashti l'motayra. You want to learn the chachma of the Yidden? Okay, I can understand. Maybe they have a chachma. Maybe they have they have a lot of knowledge. They're intelligent people. But why'd you have to go into a meal of them? Zok there. Amaloi akilas nasata lishchilas anuna elam kinotul zeno shulakach lo'olam. Ain't autumn nimoil. Im ein onem nimol ein a yochel lumot toyre. Shenema magid vav li Yaakov mishum molki Yaakov. Lo yosachen gol chol goy, mishum shaharelim, chukuv zu toirov, umishpot ve'elu adinim, sham chol chol loy. Dr. Mezra Moed Gizach. That Uncle Zager told his uncle that the way that we understand the chukim and the mishpatim afilu that they don't, we don't understand, that the goyim didn't understand, is through bris milah. Eha yechalum otav la'yivoy ein adam yechalum otav elo im kein himo. Amayu de gezach rabbeisa. That the koyach to learn Torah comes to the fact that we have a bris milah. The pel of the gezach rabbeisa. And the goyim who don't have a bris milah, at least not a bris milah, shame Yisrael, they're not shy after the mishpatim. The choyra. It's a pella. Bishnema again, the chukim, the things that are above our nature, we don't understand what the mishpat. You need a bris milah to understand the mishpat. What's the yisoyra, my son? So our pashtus, we could say, and that's mashma shtickel, what the Medrash is saying over here, by side. And the Eitz Yosef Titus Pshat, as the marshal that he gives in the Gemara, in the Medrash. Does the Melech give a present to his servant, to his general, on the Atzlov of Oyev, the Kibesh Medina, that I'm getting not a Klizeinu Olav, or Moshe Navshoi by the Secha? Ki'ilu, he got his weapons taken away. Ki'ilu, this soldier, gave up his life for the king. When the king sees that the soldier, the general, is ready to give up his kleizenoi, is ready to lose his weapons, is ready to mercy his nefesh for the king, the king's ready to give him matana. But he's not ready for that. The king doesn't just give out presents. Cain is of the Eitz Yosef lo notan Hashem atoyro uvifrat toyro shebal peh. Shall yodem matzliach ha'odem es nafshoi? Kim lo yimsor nafshoi l'avoidoscho yisborach v'zeh b'mashin es yahed v'nimoil. He became a yid and he was nimoil. Do shteit in medjus shomoy yodeh gezach rabbi zay. That the yisod, that a person wants to be matzliach in limud ha'toyruh, is only through one way, Rabbi Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah to the one who's ready to be moistened nefesh for Torah. What does it take? It takes a bris milah. For the Gemara Zoktin Gidnun Zayin Ki Olecho Yiradnu Kol Hayoyin. For the Mishnah Gemara says that we gave up our lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zu Bris Milah. This is Bris Milah. That we're ready to sacrifice ourselves for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the schus to be masig Torah. And therefore a goy will never have a shaychus to live with that Torah, because he's not ready to go through the process. He's not ready to go through the process of giving himself up, giving up his ritzoinos for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He'll never understand Torah. And the Yisod is Rabbi Yisai. Because Torah in its essence is something that is chokmas elokus. Even the mishpatim, if you go through the mishpatim of this week's parasha, you'll see one after the next. Every mishpat has so much intricate halachas, back and forth. It's not just moral code, Rabbi. It's mechayev so much more. It's mechayev a godly like type of life, and to understand it, and to retain it, and to remain by you, we need a matan, Rabbi. We need a gift. We need siyatim and shemayim. The Gemara in Megillah Davov says. The Gemara says in Megillah Davov, you got to matzosa. If you work hard, umatzosa, you find it afterwards. Timing, your work, your amel, you'll find Torah. That's also an aspect of Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, as we'll see in a minute. Over the Gemara says, "Hani mil lechidude." That's for li iun nechadeg sharpness. Avin ukmi girsa to remember Torah. The Torah should stay by a person. Siyata min shemayo. You need siyata d'shmayo. Siyata d'shmaya. To have that siyata d'shmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doyrish, a certain amount of Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. Zogt the Medrash, to understand the Mishpatim, that the Mishpatim should stay by a person, that Torah should become, and have an Havana, an Amkus, a idea, to have the knowledge. So Andronius is catered to his uncle. Halika uncle, my big rich uncle, you're great. But at the end of the day, you don't understand. You can't just learn Torah. Torah is not like any subject matter. It doesn't stay in the brain. It's chokhmas elokus. It's something very, 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 very special. It's something way above our intellect. It's something that to contain it and retain it needs special koyachas, even your gato, umatzosos at the prime veloshin. It's also metzia that you work hard, and all of a sudden Hashem sends you a blitz from somewhere else, and that's the test of the test. Where did it come from? Where did that blitz come from? Umatzosos, it's a metzia of the prime veloshin because you worked hard at it. To understand Torah, to retain Torah, even the mishpatim, which have a time, it needs. It needs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps it inside of us. It needs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us to retain it. It needs tremendous Yadu Dishmaya. In order to have that Yadu Dishmaya, you first have to dedicate yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu once and for all your Ritzoinas. You have to dedicate your Ratzon to Him. B'shor she'ekdimu this week's parasha. B'shor she'ekdimu Yisrael naseh v'nishma. Klal Yisrael was makdim naseh to nishma. She'v'neem ha'vayanu kol ha'om echot. And they all said naseh v'nishma. So the Gemara in Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, the Malachim came down, and tied crowns on their heads. They tied two crowns on their heads. One k'neged naseh, one k'neged nishma. What's the goddess of the Nasa, Rabbi Yishai? Nishma is the limut. I want to say Nasa means that we're ready. We're muhan to give up what it takes in order for us to understand Torah. What does the Bris Milah represent, Rabbi Yishai? Bris Milah represents that a person goes ahead and takes the Eva, which the Chinuch says is the Eva HaTaiva. Is the Eva that the Koyach HaTaiva represents the Koyach HaTaiva of Olam. And he circumcises it. He's machlish it. What is he showing? That he's ready. His parents do it because they understand that that's about his Ratzon of Ado also. But he's ready and willing and able and he wants. Even from that young, they want. Klal Yisrael want. We want to mevatel our Ratzon. We want to machlish our tithes for Olam Hazeh in order that we can be able to mashkin on us the koyach of Ruchni. That's the sort of Bris Milah, Rabbi Yisai. That's why Bris is said on Torah and Bris is said on Milah. Because Bris Milah represents Yisrael achnos into Torah. Torah nichlas into Torah for the bris milah. Rav Kiva Egin, the Tshuva says that this is mechala the grandfather with the son of the kois, because the Rambam Paskins born in the Gemara and Brahma, also the Rambam Paskins, that now the father mechuyev to teach his son Torah, a grandfather mechuyev to teach his grandson Torah, and therefore the grandfather participating in the bris by being the tzaddik, he will be now creating the opportunity for his grandson to learn Torah. Because Dr. Kiva Eger brings from the Oilus Ephraim that when a person mouths his Oilus Aguf, the covering on the Guf, it represents a mile of the Oilus Halev. We take off the thing that blocks the Lev from understanding. If you were saying, the Pshat is Moiridik. Because when we're Machlish, the Koyach of the Rotzen of Taiva, when we abstain and show our abstination from Taiva, that Mesiris Nefesh, for moving away from Olam Hazeh, creates a Siyata Dishmaya that we can now understand. We can understand Hashem's Taiva. Parashas Kabbalah Taiva, it says in Parashas Parash Yisroi. Yisroi is called the parish of Kabbalah Zatayra, of Parashat Gazach, what I say. What does Yisroi represent? Kabbalah Zatayra, Yisroi. He was a guy. Zot Rashi, in the beginning of Parashat Yisroi, Parashat Gazach. Zot Rashi, Vayomer Yisroi, 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 Avoda Yoidim should admit Bahaya. And the Shifchoi show Yitzhak Dibe Akosuv. I want to say that's the Pshah, what Rashi said before. Rashi says he was called. Five, the Yitzhak had many names, Rashi said. Sheva Shemois. What was one of his names? Choivov. What was he called? Choivov? So Rashi, Shechivev Es Atoira. He, the Torah was endearing to him. We don't see who's endearing to him. Thus Rashi says later on, El Amidbar B'Shifcha Shal Yisroi Dibar HaKosu. So Yoyshei B'Chvoyer Shal Oilom did not V'Liboy Lot says El Amidbar Mokum Toyo Lishmoy Adif Leitayra. Ah, Rosh Teitim Rashi here on my side. Yisroi is Chvivis of Toyra. Yisroi is the parish of Gabor HaTor Yisroi. Yes. Because he was sitting on top of the world. He was sitting b'chvoinoi shaloyim. He was sitting in a matzav that he had everything going for him. Wealth. All olam hazeh. B'chvoinoi shaloyim. V'not v'liboy. He then donated his heart to go out to a desert. Mokum tohu. He went out to a desert. He gave it all up. He took his life, he removed it from all the glory and fame and wealth. And Yisrael made a step in the history of the world that maybe wasn't made by anybody. He gave it all up. People followed that path and later on, but until then, he gave it all up. For what purpose? The Shmoya Divrei Torah. To hear words of Torah. That's why it was called Choivav on a time. And that's why he's the parasha from Torah. Kabbalah HaTorah is in the parasha of Yisroi. Because this man did something unbelievable. He was not V'liboy. He went out and he donated his heart. He donated his mind. He donated his life to hear Divrei Torah for the sake of Torah. And that's the godless of Na'aseh V'Nishmar Abayis. That they got two crowns on the head, one because they're not Nishma is the limit of Torah, you get a crown for that. What's the Naaseh? The Naaseh is Keneged, that I'm ready to be Poirish. I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to say that nothing, I'm ready to give and say that there's nothing's going to stop me. I'm ready to give up all the things that I like to do, in a certain sense, in order to Lishmoyah Divri, to know Divri Torah.
But why does that make such an explosion of Bodhisattva? The answer is, because when a person gives something to somebody else, many people ask the question, we'll come back to ask the question, Rebbe, I don't seem to have Avas HaTorah. I have a problem with Avas HaTorah. I don't love Torah so much. I want to get Avas HaTorah. How do I get it? Where can I buy it? How much does it cost? How much do you sell it for? I want to have Avas HaTorah. How do you get Avas HaTorah? So what's the secret? You see people that have such a brain, they have a love. It's a dishmak. About it, it's for sure true. That once a person tastes it, and he really tastes it, and he mamish, he sinks his teeth into it in a really gvaldik oifin, you get a gishmak, and the male develop a love. But how do you get it, Rabbi Yisrael? How did the person come to Avas HaTorah? I think the secret is, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to understand what Ava is first, Rabbi Yisrael. How does a person acquire Ava for anything? Most people, when they say they love something, they don't love the thing itself. They love themselves. The thing they don't love. Rabbi Elopian speaks about it. A guy walks into a restaurant, he orders a big fish. Sushi! Wrapped! A whole platter of sushi! I love sushi. It tastes so good. That raw fish. You can't get a better taste than raw fish, man. I love it. What do you mean you love it? What do you love about it? If you loved it, you do something for it. No? You love it. What do you love about it? I didn't see you bring the sushi any flowers. I saw you devour it. You love yourself. What do you love about the sushi? I love steak. What do you love about the steak? I didn't see you give the steak any kiss. What did you do for the steak? What do you mean you love the steak? Tells you love yourself. You want to fill your stomach. You like to feel full with this food. Kishka, gala, kishka, cholent. I love this feeling in my stomach when I have this food go down the food pipe. That's what I love. But I don't love the thing itself. Why devour if you love it? It's gone. If you loved it, so why is it not around in a few minutes? And the pshat, you love yourself. What's love, Rabbi Yisrael? Ava means, as the Odessa writes, the word have, to give. Anybody wants to understand the first step in the mitzvah, you know, of Ava to anything, Rabbi Yisrael? It starts with giving. When you're ready to give to somebody, to something, there's where Ava begins. Till then, it's all about yourself. It's not about the other person. Love is developed the more that you give. The more that you are ready to give up for that thing or that person. That's love, Rabbi. That's emes of love. When a husband or a wife is ready to sit by their husband's bed for days and years, that's love. Not what they get, but what they're ready to give. When a parent is ready to stay up a whole night with their child who's sick, who has whatever it is, the whooping cough, or the whooping cough, and the parent is up all night bringing drinks and taking the temperature and going to wherever he has to go, that's love. That parent loves their child because of what they're ready to do for them. And that husband loves his wife, and that wife loves her husband because she's ready to do for them. That's love, says Rabdest. Have. The root of the word Ava is have, to give. So I thought to myself, it's a double punishment. If that's the sort of love, to develop Ava Satoira, it's very simple. You gotta give to the Torah. You gotta give up for the Torah. You gotta be ready to stay up a little bit later at night if you have the koichas for it. You gotta be ready to shorten your 4 hour and 35 minute meal at Papa Gatto's. Even though you're gonna get a pen at the end. You gotta be ready to eat a quick meal and run down to the Beis Medrash. And the more you're ready to give up, the more time spent staying by the Gemara, the more time that you'd spend pushing out the things in life that are trying to remove you and saying, no, I'm going to stay by the Gemara. I'm not going to be pushed away so easily. I'm not going to get up every 10 minutes. I'm not going to be running after the next taiva that's out there, but I'm going to stay by the Gemara, even though it's difficult. Those measurements of giving up for the Torah helps to establish, helps to create your Ahavas HaTorah. So if you have no Ahavas HaTorah, it's because you're using the Torah for what it gives you, not because what you're trying to get from the Torah. That's what you're trying to give to the Torah. I mean, it's what you want to take from the Torah. But you're ready to give to the Torah. The Torah is somebody. The Torah is a being. We speak to the Torah at the end of the Hajjan Allah, we're going to return to you. Torah is a somebody. Rabbi Baruch Be'er writes in his Akdama, the Chelek Beis, the Torah is a very jealous wife. If you have love for other things, it doesn't want to love you. Torah wants to love somebody who only wants to love it. So is Rabbi Baruch Be'er. Margal Rupume, I think that's a Lashon. A familiar statement in the mouth of the Baruch Be'er. Torah is a very jealous wife. If I have other things that I love in this world, Suchi and Muchi and Kuchi, I'm not going to get to Ahavas HaTorah, because it's very, very jealous. I have to love only Torah. I have to have that love for Torah means I'm ready to give up the Torah. I'm ready to start, and that's ingrained in the nature of the Yidin. That we made a Bris Milah, Shemana Yonim. That when the time of the child is ready, he can handle it. We make that Bris Milah operation to machlish the taiva. The Moshe Nafsho, as the Eitz Yosef says in the Medrash, he's ready to Moshe Nafsho la avoidoso if HaKadosh Baruch Hu avoido. And that's Nase v'Nishma. Nase v'Nishma! I'm ready to do your Rotsan HaKadosh, give up my Ratzonos. That's the prerequisite for Torah. Then it's Nishma. Then you're ready to hear Torah. You're ready to leave as Yisro did. El Amidbar! I'm ready to go out into the desert for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm ready to give it all up. I'm ready to be Maisa Nefesh. So if I call the lover of Oisai, call Mekayim, Dr. Mishnah, in our voice, Mitoich Oini. My present Mekayim turned to Soifa, this Kayim, Mitoich Oisha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you everything you need. But he first wants to see the dedication, the love that you have for him at his time. And those who have the love will show it through their Mesiris Nefesh, through their hours spent, through their shortening of their meals, 1.5 hour meals, 6.5 hour meals, ligging by the table to run away. And not every time there's another event, he has to be out of his Nefesh. Every single little event that goes on, he's out. That's a love. You love Torah. How do you show you love Torah? Every 5 minutes, every other day, every other month, every other week, there's another thing that you're already running away. So it's difficult. There is an invitation to some stupid birthday party. Your friends, grandfather's birthday party. His 89th birthday party, everybody must attend. They put in new teeth, white ones. Anybody wants to see grandpa smile? Kodak. Hey, Gramps, how's it going? Put him in the hospital. But I must go. I must travel. I must go here. I must go there. And I, maybe I wish I had Ahavas HaTorah. I'll buy it.
Here's for $300. Give me some Ahavas HaTorah ready. I'll buy it. Any bank. You want Ahavas HaTorah? You gotta be Moshe Nefesh HaTorah, Moshe. All these people that you see, Gedoyle Oyle, Rabbi said today, steiging, and it was Zucha to Torah, Madregas of Torah, unbelievable Madregas, because they gave up the Torah. Rav Shach was the God of Ador, Rabbi said. The God of Ador, and his Madregas of Torah was murdered, he once looked at his Avi Ezri, his Rezana, he says, I wrote this? He can't believe it, that it was Zucha to write such a Zach. He said, I wrote this? He said, he looked at his old, I wrote this Zach? I was a child, but I wrote this. It's not just called Torah Kula. The Avi Ezri, yeah. Bring me with the Haskoma. How did Rav Shach, he says, how do I write such a thing? Not just call it Torah Kula, but the Amkos, the Ian, the Niflo. When the Brisker Rav writes in his Haskoma, Biskarov writes in Haskoma. Maybe a different one. That the Kine Aisha said, Godel Ma'oi, Ad Ma'oi, the Biskarov didn't stamp right, you know, like stamp titles. Biskarov wrote, when he wrote Haskoma, first he didn't write so many Haskomas. And it's so Klaal Hashum Haskoma Mishu, so the Biskarov of Shach. He goes to Aish Mahoy, the Rav Gubi, the Torah, the Harifus, the Kiyas, the Eme Kapshat. The Chol Mitzoy Satoy, the Echem Igdor of the Reinu. The Lord Lila, the Chavotzi, the Oyer of the Achidushov, the Helik of Biskirov, the Lord of Shach. He doesn't need me, he doesn't need anybody for Askom, as Ish Godel Ad Mahoyed. The charibas of the kiyas, the kol mixoyes atoyer, kol atoyer kuler. How was he zoicher? You know how he was zoicher? Because Rav Shach was very young. He went away to yeshiva and he didn't see his mishpacha. Every yontif, you have to go back. Sukkis, Pesach. Now the new thing of Rav Shach. Buy your tickets early, fly to New York for Shavuos for $5.99, and get a free cheesecake. You could also get with a blueberry, if you want a blueberry cheesecake. We could serve it on board. But you have to go, and that's not all year, but what about Hanukkah? It's also a Chag, the Rabbanon. And what about Purim? You have to also be back maybe for Purim. And Tu B'Shvat party! Cousin John, Tu B'Shvat party! And what about our favorite day of the year? Our favorite Chag of the year, Boisan. We always celebrate it every year. Yom Atzmaut! We sing the national anthem together! And what about this Chag? We have to be there. And we have to go for Chasanis. Every Chasanah, my cousin's getting married. Your cousin's a girl. What do you have to go for? You're not going to be on that side of the Mechitza. But it's not true really, but my friend knows the Chasan. Every single Chasanah, and every single Zach, and every single Batala, Rav Shach was in a yeshiva, he was sent away to learn at a young age, 13. He didn't see his mishpacha, he didn't see his parents, came out his whole, once or twice, his whole life. And during the war, he sat in an attic in a shul, with no begadim, Rabbi Sai. Rav Shach sat there, and he wrote Kuntres. He sat there that his hair became so hard because there was no place to shower, it was in Torah HaMulchama, that after a while it became like hard as cement. They used to chisel it, to try to cut it. Bring the, what's it called, the Mekadeach, the drill, bring the drill, have to cut Rav Shach's hair. And he would go to the river to wash his beged, one beged, his shirt, he would have to put on a barrel. You didn't have any other shirts?
There's no washing machine with me. Terrible massive yeshiva. I won't be able to be here for about 3 weeks. I have to go down all the way to Sirotskin to go do it in another machine down by the river and hang it out. I didn't have food and no drink. At that time it became great, Rabbi. So we're not living in that generation, but a person has to know the not v'libay. A person has to know that he has to give up his gashmi. To become great in Torah, you got to show your ahava for Torah. The way to show the ahava for Torah is donating your halev, not v'libay. This was not v'libay. You got to give up certain things that you love. You got to make the choice. That's what Androni is. Uncle Sakir was telling his uncle, it's not shy to learn Torah on the Bris Milah. That means it's not shy to learn Torah and have all my ritzonis. I want everything. I want all the gashmis. I want everything together. One big room, I want everything. I want my gashmis, my food, and my drinks, and everything else, and I want my Torah. That shaykh. Godless for Torah. Love of Torah. To enjoy the taste of Torah comes. Dafka mitoich. Mitoich. That you don't have the gashmi. Or at least your Polish love for the gashmi. Everybody on their madrig, but a person has to know that if he wants to be zaycha to emes the Torah, he wants zaycha to chidushay Torah. It has to come with that mesiras nefesh, to state the nefesh. It has to come with the feeling that I can't be indulging in olam hazeh. I can't be ligging in olam hazeh. I can't be ligging in all the time as olam hazeh. That shayich. And I have to make that decision. What do I want? Do I want to be great in Torah? Because if we're saying the Yisroel is all Torah Tziat Tishmaya, so then it doesn't make a difference how great you are. Uncle Sager became Uncle Sager. Everybody, every Shabbos learns Uncle Sager's Torah, by side. How was he Zaycha? Not Veliba, he left it all. He left it all. He gave it all up, all the Gashmi. But we're learning his Torah today, Rabbi. And all the great people became great in Torah. The Chiburim. It came through Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, and that was in the Torah that's learned today. Anybody who reached Madragas in Torah is because they showed this Ahavas of Torah. They gave up for Torah. All the great people you see today. It was all b'schus and mesiras nefesh for Torah, Rabbi Zah. The Rebbe of Scheinberg, he used to say over, he sold papers on Delancey Street. He was 11 years old, he wasn't brought up in Yeshiva Velt Mamish. Later on he went a little bit, something nice to happen. And then he met Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman, and he sent him away to yeshiva. He sent him to the New Haven yeshiva, which is a full day yeshiva. His father had a dry cleaners, Scheinberg's cleaners, on the east side, wherever it was. And his father wanted to pursue a career, he wanted to go to college. And this Rabbi Herman, who was a married tzaddik, sent him off on a train to the New Haven yeshiva to pursue after it was high school, whatever, he was in grade school, whatever. He was 13, 14 years old. He sent him away, 14-year-old kid, with a bag of fruit, whatever. He put him on a train, sent him to New Haven yeshiva. And his father was adamant against opposing him to going to yeshiva, to learn full time. It was yeshiva. New Haven was the only yeshiva that didn't have any Limudei Chol. It was Kulei Limudei Kodesh. And it was trying to yeshiva. Went, and his father for weeks didn't send him food, didn't send him anything, no money, no food, no clothing. He had only what was on his back.
to find out her when and convince them. The Messias Nefesh, a 14-year-old kid goes with that nothing. Just Muhammad just showed him his back. It goes to Yeshiva. An American person that then went off to learn the Mir afterwards, the conditions were primitive, should be primitive. The Yeshiva says, primitive, should be primitive. They had outhouses, no bathrooms, supposed to say. They had outhouses. There was no electricity. The heat was very schwach. The Rebbe used to be always say she was jealous that the yeshiva used to go to the yeshiva. There was at least heat. There was some also bathroom facilities in the yeshivas also. But it was about much primitive. And he went and he learned in a mere 5 years. Bas mother Gedoyle came back with notebooks upon notebooks. His Tabas HaChoshin, the crux of it was Madas Chol, and the crux of it was written in the mere. These people were Moise Nefesh. I remember Rav Pinkus, his father, Avram Pinkus, he said also he went to the Mir at a very young age. He learned 7 years. He missed two brothers' chasnas, he remembered him saying, two brothers' chasnas, one sister's chasnas. He wasn't by his brother's chasnas. Okay, so they didn't have airplane, but he wasn't there. He became Adam Godel. The way to become godless, Rabbi Sein Toivio, is Messias Nefesh. Is designation, designating your heart and your tzoynos, and giving up all the pleasantries of Olam Hazeh. That's Avas, we said. Avas shows itself by giving. You want Avas at Torah, Rebbe, please give me the secret. Avas at Torah, you give up for Torah. You come to the Beis Medrash when it's hard to come to the Beis Medrash. How many times in my life, and I know other people's life, it was difficult, they're not feeling well. Last week, I remember I had to say the shikloli, and I had to, when I came with pneumonia, I came to the yeshiva, I said the shikloli, I was drinking the whole time. I bamis didn't have the shir, gross club. Bamis hashir hit me this blitz. Everybody said, "Siat d'shmaya." I came out with a mahalach. Messias Nefesh v'toyro, Hashem pays back. What those state mamish nemeretz Yosef. Andronius Akeis, he gave up. He was mild himself. He left his rich uncle was ready to give him everything. He gave it up. What came out? Uncle is Hagel. Kol HaTorah's uncle is every Yid learns it every Shabbos. This Chosvat, he went out and mauled himself for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And anybody who wants to get Madrigas and Torah, it has to come with giving up some type of, again, if it's going in Madrigas, but we have to give up some type of thing that we're too comfortable with. We want to steig weit in Torah. We have to give a little bit more for Torah. To show more Ahavas for Torah. And then Rabbi Yisrael, the way Gemayim Ponim al Ponim, does state the Gemara Yevamis. Same with first Gemara Yevamis. The Torah is ready to give over its secrets, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says also, Nefesh Amol Amol Aloy. The Nefesh that's Amol in Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. Amol Aloy. Yisoy of Amelus Batoyer, Rabbi Yisrael. Ben is licking this Yisoy. What's Amelus Batoyer, Rabbi Yisrael? To be Amol Batoyer is to put all my intellectual capacity, my physical capacity, put it all, give it all, focus on the Torah. And that's difficult. And the person has to be Amol Torah, to learn Shidchi, to sit back with an art scroll, to sit back with any Chayfah, with a Sefer, and learn Shidchi, but to be Amol Torah, to sit by the Gemara, and to not to move from the Gemara. I mean, everything pulling you away, go out, do this, go here, go there, and you sit, and you're omel, weiter trapping. Think it over again! Let's think it over again, it's hard! It's Messias Nefesh! Omer Nefesh Omer, HaKadosh Rashi and Sanhedrin, from there come the secrets of Torah. Because the Pshat is Pasha, Rabbi Yisrael. The Pshat is that a karma that we show, that Messias Nefesh, we show our love through giving up. The Torah wants to show its love back. Zok to Gemara, Kamayim haponim laponim, kein leiva adam laadam. Kamayim ponim laponim, kein leiva adam haal laadam. Just like the faces to somebody else's face, kein leiva adam laadam. So is the leiva adam laadam. The Gemara says that's going on also when we know that a person is born stamadisco, a person has some type of
feelings of hatred to another person. Some person have animosity to another person. A way of cooling it down is supposed to be showing, think positive about that person. Show your love to that person. Because k'mayim ponim l'ponim k'leiva adam. The leiva adam is mushpa, even though we don't feel it, don't see it, by our feelings towards that person. You can change the sensitivities of a person. That's Rabash. But you don't learn to go out there and tell you something more in Yivomis Kuf Yud Zayin. Zog Rashi, Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph Yivomis. Rabbi Yehuda, I need to be tell you exiv. Lefi ponem v'leiv, sh'ata noisei la teiro libcho. Oy min ogol lahamid gyusa. Im yagata vo timsim, lo yagata lo timsim. Zog Meri Dik Apshadi, Abedihu Bidiv Eitoiro, Zog Rashi, Lefi ponem v'leiv, sh'ata noisei la teiro, mamish tikan shishmuz, teiko an Rashi. Lefi ponem v'leiv, sh'ata noisei la teiro, libcho, oy min ogol lahamid gyusa. You want to know your Torah, you want to remember your Torah, you want to be a guy in the Torah. That's how much you're ready to give to the Torah. Because the Torah, if you show love for the Torah, the Torah will show love back. The Torah will be there for you. The Torah will help you to remember it. So, Rashi and Sanhedrin, the Torah will help you to remind it. The Torah will help you to understand the secrets of Torah. And that's Pashtus, the Pashtus Pshar, Rabbi Yisai. Hadron Aloch! Mesefta, Mitzvah Shem Chagig in 2 weeks! I want to say Hadron Aloch! What are the words? What are we saying? What are we, crazy? We're going to return to you. Daiton Aloch! Our das is upon you. We're talking to a physical being. Of a Vashtek Vaita. The Daitoch Aloch. And your das, Torah, is on us. The Hadrach Allah, you return to us. What's Pshad, Rabbi Yisrael? Doshtek Don Rashim in Yivamus Kuf Yitzayim. I come that a person is noised in Liboy La Torah. Torah pays him back. Torah returns to him. Torah shows its love back to you. You won't forget your Torah. Because you show the love, the Torah will show its love back. The Dait on Allah, the Torah's Das on you. The Hadrach Allah, Hadrach Alon, Aloch, the Torah's Dahat will be harder to you because you're harder to it. And the more Chazor that person makes, the more a person goes over the Gemara, the more a person shows to his Chazor. Oh wow! He did it! He finished! Next Masechta! Zog the Gemara, Eina Doima, Lasher Eina Oivin Elekim, Chagiga Tazamit Beis! Hein et doyme, mi she shoyn a pirke meya pomin. Le mi she shoyn a pirke meya ve'echet pomin. Meya ve'echet pomin. That's the majvega of Chazor Rabban Sa. Those are avoi vira vikin. Oh, but that's Hajj and Allah. I'll return to you. We don't just leave the Gemara and say goodbye. We don't just finish a Masechta. The Masechta remains by us forever. It's always around. So the Gemara in many places, he was chazed 40 times, and he was munach in his pocket. Munach b'kisei, said the Gemara. Dr. Maram Shib Pshat, ke'olim ha'mamash v'shkisha b'kol shor v'shor, the Gemara says in Bamatziah, the person checks his bag all the time. The person has his turn on him, he's always feeling it out, he's always thinking about it, he's always learning it. His heart is always on it. And that's how Torah stays by a person. That's how Yizorcha the Torah. The parashiyas of Torah, Yisoy Mishpatim, Yisoy is the Pazik of Ozak, but not the Libo, it's a Drashi. Later, in Midbar, Lishmoy, at the Victoria, he gave up everything. He showed his Ahava. He gave it up. He donated his heart. He was giving, there was the Hav. That's Ahava Satoim. Yisoy showed what Ahava Satoim means. That's why he was Zerchon, the Parish of Torah. The Parish of Ozak, the Torah stayed in Parish of Yisoy. When the Pashim Rebbe said, Nas of Nishma, or if we are tight now, Nas is the Hakdom. Nas, I'm ready, my Mukhan, I'm ready, Mukhan, I'm Zuma, to give up, to do your Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give up my Ratzonos, then a child to the Madrega of Nishma. I want Torah, come on, don't you fool, you really want Torah? No, it'd be nice to know Torah, it's a nice thing, there's no such nice. Dr. Baruch Ben Magal Lepume, if you don't have Avos for the Torah and only for the Torah, forget about it. I want to be Zeichet to Torah. I want the crown of Torah.
Shnei Ksorim Naasev Nishma. I want to get the Torah. Torah is Munachas Mekan Torah. Kol Aroitze. Yom of Yito, you take it. But there's one prerequisite. El Midbar! So the Rechaim HaKadosh said in last week's parasha also. Vayish Yisru Mirfidim. Vayachanu Bamidbar. Vayichan Shom Neged Ahar. Vayachanu Bamidbar. You have to... Vayachanu Bamidbar. You have to be ready to give up. V'toyim. Midbar is... You're ready to give up. You're ready to go to the Midbar. Azor V'yisro. Leich Ala Midbar. Mokum Toyu. I had to give up. Oh, the Gashmias! In order to attain Torah, that's a simon from Avas HaTorah. When a person has Avas HaTorah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu pays back with Avo, and he gives you Torah. And that's Be'emes, Rabbi said, what we do every night, and every day in the morning. Zizoycha to Torah, Rabbi said. What do we say? The ganze shtickle. Ahava Rabba Avtona. Kosh Baruch Love with the Murray the Gallov. He gave us Torah. V'ahavtas Hashem Lekel. We love Hashem. V'ahavtas Hashem Lekel. B'chol Avavcho. I'm ready to give up. B'chol Avavcho. B'chol Navshcho. All my Ritzoynes. B'chol Navshcho. From those in the Shecho. B'chol Mamoynecho. With all your mom and give it all up. Everything. B'chol you at Zvar Ma'il. Then you Zechot the Torah. We should be Zechot. To understand this, you saw it up inside. How much time is it we're investing to know Torah? We have to know to the Madrigas of Torah, totally the fee what we're ready to give up, how much we're ready to donate and designate and give up for Torah. That's Bris Mila. That's Uncle Zager. That was Rav Shach. That was all every Gadol that we know in the world today became a Gadol for Torah. It was through this Madrega. Any person who knows Torah, by saying, any Masechta that he knew, anything that he knew in Torah is because he was Moisei Nefesh on that Torah, by saying. And that's the way, that's the stepladder, that's the Sula Mutzav Arzav, Rosh HaMikir Shemayim, that's the way we climb Madregas in Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. Shvizoycha, to make Torah a real being by us. Make Torah something that we're ready to show the Ahav or the Ahav. To develop the Ahav as a Torah. Not with just learning, but giving up for Torah. And through that, if we say to mamish get a kesher the chazar of the ava the avoscha al tosu yimenu le'olamim and the Kodesh Baruch Hu Torah will never leave us, the ava will never leave us. We say to the madregas of gadlus b'Torah, we say that Torah will remain by us forever. We say to b'zalecha tancha oizcha, you will always escort us in everywhere we go. We say to the schools of Torah that the Torah has, when it escorts you, it stays with you, the birkas of Torah, the koichas of Torah. Only brings bracha v'atzlocha. Yizrach to Mashiach Zekeirim here in Yom.